I'm telling a story about, like, the Christmas dream that every little kid has. It came true, not for me, but for my youngest brother. So just to, like, set the stage, my youngest brother, we call him the big little brother because he's huge, like our esteemed lead singer. And he's an athlete, so he's this, like, huge, big, super athletic dude. So you wouldn't know, meeting him now, that as a little kid, he was obsessed with horses. Like, obsessed. And we have no idea where this came from. Like, he's, like, 2 years old, and he's like, I love horses. Like, Peter, how did you learn about horses? No idea, whatever. So I spent my entire childhood, I'm 5 years older than Peter, so I spent my entire childhood watching every Western movie ever made, because they're PG, and they have horses. So Peter was happy, and my parents were like, this is developmentally appropriate. So I've seen every John Wayne movie ever made that doesn't involve cursing. So this is Peter. He's obsessed with horses. So finally he turns, like, 6 years old, and my parents cave, and they're like, we're going to sign you up for horseback riding lessons. And he's like, oh my God, really? Like, horseback riding lessons? And he goes to horseback riding lessons, and much to my surprise, is actually kind of good at riding horses. So he starts going to little local horseback riding shows, whatever, in the hunter jumper thing. He's still, like, little and cute and good at horseback riding. I'm popular with the ladies as a six-year-old. Whatever. So he does this whole horseback riding thing. And he turns 9 and is, like, really, really into horses and actually quite good, to the point that other people at the barn where he rides horses have started asking him to show their horses at these events, because if your horse does well and, like, earns ribbons, it's worth more money. So Peter is, like, you know, the barn sweetheart, like, showing everyone's ponies and making them, like, increase their value. So 9 years old, he's, like, has the little kid dream of, like, all I want for Christmas from Santa Claus is a pony. Like, that's all I want. It's all I've ever wanted since I was 2 years old is a pony. So in our house, Christmas morning, we used to, like, come running down the hallway. We didn't have stairs, which was kind of a disappointing childhood thing, to not be able to come down the stairs. Anyways, we'd come running down the hallway. And my parents would very carefully cover the doorway into the living room where we had our Christmas tree with a sheet. So you couldn't see what Santa Claus had brought you. And then I got old enough to learn that, like, you didn't have to wait until they told you you could go in this room. You could just pull the sheet back. And I'm like, ta-da! Anyways, then they realized that I was too smart for that and started tacking the sheet into the door. So Peter's 9-year-old Christmas, the sheet is very carefully tacked and we can't see. And so we all have to eat breakfast. Like, all we want to do is, like, see what happens. And we had to eat breakfast. Not only do we have to eat breakfast, but there was a half of grapefruit that was, like, the beginning of your breakfast. Horrible. Who wants grapefruit? Like, nobody, first of all. And second of all, like, our children, come on. So you had to eat your grapefruit. And then my mother would stand at the sink and, like, squeeze the leftover juice from your half of grapefruit that you didn't really finish into a glass and drink it. And then we'd have to do the dishes. And then finally, like, after all this whole grapefruit ordeal, we would be able to go see what Santa Claus had brought. So the whole thing happens, and we're all, like, really excited. And so this sheet comes down, and we go in, and I don't even remember. I don't remember what I got from Santa Claus that year. This was how much it was all about this pony. But Peter sees that there's not a pony, but there's a saddle. Which is, like, I was not an equestrian person, but apparently, like, having your own saddle is a big deal, and it's sort of fit to you and whatever. So he was, like, thrilled over the moon that there was a saddle. And I should tell you also that my brother Peter was, like, if ever there were a chatty Kathy, it was Peter. He couldn't be quiet. We used to go on family drives to see my grandparents in St. Louis. I grew up in Atlanta, so we would drive the many, many hours from Atlanta to St. Louis. And over the course of those hours, we would offer Peter $5 if he could be quiet for 3 minutes, and he never got paid. So he gets this saddle, and he's, like, thrilled, won't stop talking about the saddle, like, chatty, chatty Peter about the saddle. And finally, my parents are like, there's one more present. And all of us are like, what? One more present? What do you mean? And so they open the front door, and we go outside, and there is a pony in the front yard of our house. Like, in the front yard! And Peter is, like, dead silent. nothing. He has nothing to offer after, like, years of not being quiet. This is the one instance in which the boy has nothing to say. So he's, like, completely, like, deadpan. And finally he looks at my mom and he goes, "Is that for me?" And my mom was like, "Yes." And he freaks out and, like, goes running, like, gets on the pony, puts a saddle on the pony, rides it around the yard, and at this point, the entire neighborhood is out. And I'm like, this is the thing that never happens. Like, this is storybook, but